The Breakdown with Bethany is a mom.com podcast.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakdown with Bethany. I'm Bethany Braun-Silva, and today my guest is Olympic gymnast and soon-to-be mom of three, Sean Johnson East. Sean and I are going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, and that is your village. These are the people that you lean on, that support you and love you as you are raising your kids. And during the interview, I discovered that Sean is an only child, just like me. And it turns out that we are actually both still to this day incredibly close with our parents. So we also talk about the role that grandparents play in your children's lives. And if I can just give you a little bit of insight into what that looks like in my family, I once heard my father tell a complete stranger that grandchildren were the only reason to have children in the first place. So take a listen to this episode. It's definitely a good one. And I actually love the topic, you know, that we're really here to discuss. I'm a mom of two. You're a mom of two. And also, is it going to be three under three for you?
No. So my daughter turns four this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And this baby will come in December. So we just cleared it.
I was going to say, oh my goodness. Like, yeah. You know, God bless. No. But I love the topic. We're talking about like routines and our village. And I would love to know what your village looks like these days.
I feel like it's a true village. We're very spoiled. We're very blessed. I am an only child. So my parents, the second they found out we were pregnant with our first, they moved all the way across the country. They live maybe 2 minutes from us and they are at our house every single day. And I feel like a lot of people, you say that and they're like, oh, I could never. And it's like, no, honestly, after you have kids, you can, because the attention's no longer on me. It's on our babies. And nobody loves your babies more than grandparents. And I know in another interview I was saying, with like my first, I felt like there was so many ideas in my mind of how I'm going to do things different. And for whatever reason that was. And now with my second and third, it's like, no, my parents actually know what's going on. They know how to do this. And it's just when you all come together, which is the reason why I love this campaign, it's amazing. Cause it's like, it's me, it's my husband, my parents, a couple of my close best friends who have babies the same age. We have amazing babysitters when we need them. Truly, I would say like our city is our village now, because it's just a young family city. When we have all these people together, it sets you up for success.
And are you in Nashville, right?
Yes.
That's great. Oh, that's like, I want to, if I could move anywhere, I'm in New York City. I think I would go to Nashville just for that reason, because I do see a lot of, you know, community support, like lots of young families. So that seems like a really great, great place for you guys. And it's funny, I wasn't going to ask this, but I'm an only child too. And I sort of had that instinct too, like, I'm going to do it differently because I'm going to have more kids. And I have two kids. I want to have like lots of action and activity going around, but I couldn't do this without my mom and dad.
I feel like I was raised to be such a strong-minded individual that like I butt heads with my parents a lot, who are also like my best friends. And so when I first had my daughter, I was like, oh no, we're going to do it different. We're sleep training and we're doing whatever it is. But then you like zoom out a tiny bit and you're like, it's the same exact thing you did. Like my mom will talk about like, we have routines and we did this every night and we tried not to do, you know, our default wasn't to put them in front of a screen. And like, it's just funny when you truly like loosen the reins, it's amazing when you have that extra support.
Yeah. And you did mention routines, which, I mean, look, you guys are a family of elite athletes, right? I mean, I'm sure routines become second nature to you, but also at the same time, when you have kids, like everything goes out the window. But what are some routines that your family relies on to kind of like get you through day to day?
So we do like a little daycare Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. In Nashville, they call it school because you're in the South, but it is daycare. So we do that for like a couple hours, which helps kind of like our weekly routine. Outside of that, I don't know, we wake up at 7, or the kids wake up at 7 every day. At nighttime, right after dinner, we always go outside or we do some sort of activity. Our bedtime is the same every night, where we do bath, we read books, we go to bed by 7, 7:30. Other routines, oh, we try to do dinner 99% of the time together as a family every night. So unless we have like an event or unless we're going out somewhere, we always have dinner together. So that means Andrew and I have dinner at 5:30 every day. But just kind of instilling those really small routines that seem more like habits than routines to like give our kids some sort of idea of normalcy.
Yeah, I love that. And also, I mean, when we talk about routines, sometimes as a mom, as a parent, you get those routines down pat and then something gets thrown into the mix, like another baby. How are the your two older ones, adjusting to the idea? I mean, I think, is it it's Drew, right? She's already a pro, but like how
Already a pro. Drew is so excited. She asks every single day if her baby is coming today. The only option is that this baby turns out to be a girl. Like, I don't know what we're gonna do if this baby ends up being a boy. We're excited no matter what, but to her, she wants a girl because she said we already have a brother. Our son is a little bit over the age of two. He's like 2 and 3 months, and he is still figuring it out. I don't think he truly understands. We really confused him because I've been like pointing to my belly and saying a baby's in there, like all these things. We really confused him by filming a video and strapping a pumpkin to my husband and making him like wear it for the whole day. So now my son is convinced there's a pumpkin in mommy's belly. And so he keeps wanting to see the pumpkin. And I'm like, oh, this is backfired. He's definitely gotten a little clingier. I feel like he senses something's happening. Mommy's not as active. I'm not as hands-on, all these things. And we're talking about the baby a lot. But I think it'll be good. He loves playing with Drew, loves having siblings. So I think another one will be great.
I love that. Wait, the pumpkin thing is hilarious. And actually, you and your family, you and your husband are like social media stars. I mean, first of all, how do you find the time? And then second of all, like what is that a bonding thing for you guys? 'Cause you guys look like you're having so much fun doing it.
We are. I don't know if we bond getting it ready, like coming up with the ideas of it. But then as soon as we film things, we have a blast. I would say it is my husband has done all of it. He is the most creative, business-minded individual. And I just like to have fun. I like to celebrate families. I like to celebrate marriage and parenting and laugh at myself and laugh at us. And so it is a really fun experience. I don't know how we got here, but it is a lot of fun.
You can't stop because like we love them. Like
I
everyone's
know.
like we look for these videos. Like they're so funny. I'm trying to think of the one that I oh the one where you were like where he came to you. It was the one recently where he was like you told him do it this way and then you're like it's not my problem.
Cutting the sandwiches and triangles and that. Yeah, for
Yeah,
real.
I love that one. And
I love how.
let's go back a little bit to talk about the partnership with Johnson's. First of all, I would love to, John, this is a, I'm also, in addition to hosting this podcast, I'm also a product editor. So do you think about like Johnson's products? These are products that we've relied on for generations. First of all, I would love to know some of your favorite Johnson's products. And then also, what this, again, let's just dive a little bit deeper into the partnership.
Well, everybody knows that. I mean, I don't know if it's a love hate for me, it's a love, but the Johnson's body wash or baby wash, it is an iconic smell. And the only thing I think of is like right after I have my baby, the nurses like bathe your baby. And it's always that smell. And it's the most amazing smell in the whole entire world. I love it so much. Honestly, what are my favorite Johnson's baby products? Their baby oil is amazing. we've had a lot of like, my daughter had eczema when she was younger. She's kind of grown out of it. And our pediatrician was always like, Johnson's baby oil, put it in the bathtub with her, which helped tremendously. Their lotions, I love their nighttime lotion. We have that a lot. Again, I just love the smell and I think it works really well. But it's just a tried and true, trusted, tested product and company. I have always laughed that people, we get so caught up in like, oh, we need the next best thing, when there are companies out there who have been doing this for centuries and know exactly what they're doing. And even our pediatrician will be like, just go buy Johnson's. That's it. And I love how they're doing this campaign, that Together We Raise, to kind of merge the generations and celebrate how, I don't know, our culture has gotten so polarizing of like, it's a, you have to do it this way or not this way or whatever. And there's only one right way to parent. And I love that Johnson's is coming forward and saying like, no, like there's a million different ways to parent. Everyone's doing it right. You are the perfect parent for your child. And we should be celebrating the generational like upbringing of our babies with our grandparents and with our parents and stuff.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then just to also think, circle back to what we were talking about before, because I am an only child, it really, and now that I'm, my kids are older, they're 8 and 11, but I can like kind of take a step back and realize just how grateful and yeah. lucky we are to have them in our lives and in my children's lives. And so do you ever take a moment and kind of like step back and reflect and like watch your little ones with your mom and dad? And it feels like unreal, right? Like,
oh yes. I mean, I always laugh that like if my parents could, they'd probably take my kids forever permanently, or sometimes they might confuse that they're actually their kids because they love them so much. But yes, I try to take a step back every once in a while when I start getting frustrated or feeling like, oh no, like I'm mom. And I look at them and I'm like, you know what? I really didn't have a strong relationship with my grandparents as a kid, and I really wished I did. And to see how much my kids adore Mimi and Poppy and Nana and Papa, my husband's parents, is so special. That is a relationship they will, my husband had that relationship with his grandparents, and to see how he speaks of them and how they affected him. Sorry, that's my daughter.
I hear that. Yeah.
It's really, she's yelling at Mimi.
Oh,
hey, Mimi, come upstairs. But it's just, it's really, really special. And it just, it wipes the slate clean of like, oh, I want to do it this way, not the way they did it, because it's like, I don't care. They love our kids so much. That's all right. You can ask for.
There's, it doesn't matter if they're, if people are loving on the kids, then like, that's like really the best thing to focus on.
Oh, yes. And
finally, we are kind of, you know, we're in October, but the holidays are right around the corner, and I know it'll be a big December for you, but what kind of traditions do you guys do for, you know, for the holiday season? Any new ones that your little tribe has created?
We have created a few new ones. This one, this year will look different because we usually travel for Christmas to my husband's family's place in Indianapolis, and we're not doing that this year. They're all coming here to meet the baby and to do Christmas. But one of our favorite little family traditions that we do now is we go to, in Nashville, it's called Opryland, but we do like a little staycation for like around the holiday season. They have Christmas trees and all these activities, but we take the kids and it's like a little camp out. We do s'mores, we go ice skating, we do all these things, and our kids adore it. They look forward to it. So we're still doing that this year. I'll be like on my way to the hospital, but we'll still do it. And then just, we spend a lot of family time, like a lot of family time together.
I love it. I love it. Sean, thank you so much for the time, and, you know, best of luck. I know also on social media, you guys just picked a date. So I saw that.
Very. I hope we make it to the date.
We'll yes. See. Yeah. That's always the goal, right? Make it as far as we can these pregnancies.
Oh yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you. You too.